Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So first off, how did you pick the name Stunt Mullet?
I've been sporting a mullet for several years now. I didn't really pick the name. It just came along with the mullet, I guess.
Just given to you?
Yes.
Nice. Very natural way of, an organic way to get a nickname. And so can you give the listeners a quick overview of what to expect at tonight's exhibit?
Yeah, sure. Once I finish painting my final artwork, which should happen in about half an hour, there's a competition style between an artist friend of mine who's classically trained and knows what he's doing, his name is Simo, versus the concept of someone who doesn't really know what they're doing, but has the willingness to give it a shot.
Yeah, that's what we like.
I explore a whole range of concepts based on mullets and aging astronauts.
Aging astronauts.
Yeah, the whole idea that there are so many people who wanted to be involved with the space race, but just didn't get picked to go. And so that you kind of just keep on getting older, that you keep on putting your hand up going, hey, fellas, I can do this. It's okay.
An elite squad. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not prepared to give up, essentially.
Oh. You keep pursuing that.
Yeah,
Paul, that's great. I've never heard that before, but that's definitely a phenomenon. I'm sure it's quite an elite group of people. So
I've never met anybody else, but I'm sure they're out there. And if they are, please come on down.
Aspiring
we'll
astronauts.
Have a support group at the end of the night.
There you go. If you can sympathise, head on down to the exhibit tonight. So what was the inspiration like besides the, you know, the aging astronaut? everything.
Like most things, it's autobiographical. I seem to have always been the promising artist who never did anything. I'm being wanky, but not quite an artist. So it's just all about me, I guess.
Nice.
Very narcissistic, I'll admit that.
No. So what's your favourite medium, would you say? Because this exhibit features a lot of different kinds.
Yeah. So Simo's like a more classical painter. So he does a whole lot of nudes and whatnot. Mm. So his stuff is pretty crappy. He's about the dream. Since I have a design background, I come from a multimedia perspective and a concept perspective. So my ideas are much better than Simon's. Like, he basically just paints things he sees, whereas I come up with an entire concept that touches people on multiple levels. And at the moment, what I'm enjoying is photography that I take in my warehouse, and then I manipulate, and then I paint over the top of it with brushes, just because I stole some off Simo. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Is that him in the background there?
Yeah. We are seriously the worst people at organising an art exhibition. Like, we are. Like, I always go to art exhibitions and you see the dirty artist, and I always thought that they were putting that on. That's not real, but now that I've done it myself, I feel full sympathy to anybody who's ever done this. We will be the stinky, dirty people in the corner, exhausted and asleep.
And so, you know, it sounds like you're a little competitive. Is it a competition?
It's healthy competition.
Healthy competition, okay.
We've been egging each other on to, like, become better people.
Perfect.
I'm succeeding. Simon, you know, he's here.
All right, and so just to wrap up, what would your favourite piece be in the exhibit tonight, would you say?
My favourite piece is entitled The Battle of South King Street, and it's a piece speaking on multiple levels to the gentrification of the Inner West, and how everybody has slowly had to, like, see, North King Street used to be pretty cool, and then that's just got shops, like, franchises on it, and then South King Street has sort of got some cool shit. But now, not many people know this, but Barwon Park Road, where the exhibition is, touches King Street, and I'm renaming it South South King Street. And This is where...
There you go.
And it's all also just a tale about how we all just... All the nights we've spent on King Street searching for love. Oh. Everything comes back to love.
Very relatable, of course. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with the exhibit tonight.
May I also just mention that Andy Gollidge has just walked in the door, and he'll be playing here live tonight.
Oh, there you go. Heaps going on tonight. All right. Yes. Well, thank you for your time, Paul.
Excellent. Thank you for
having
me.
And best of luck.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. That was artist Stunt Mullet, a.k.a. Paul Wallace, sorry. And he was talking to us about his exhibit tonight, Stunt Mullet versus Simo. It opens tonight at 7 p.m. in St. Peter's. Make sure you hit that up. There's heaps of different artworks to check out, photography, illustrations, and, yeah, some great concepts behind it too, aging astronauts and whatnot. So if that's up your alley, definitely check it out. You are listening to Thursday Drive.